यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर्मैत्रादिभिर्हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नम् आप इव स्वयम्। यस्य एनीवन विद होम प्रसन्नः इज प्लीज्ड भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड गुणै बाय क्वालिटीज मैत्री आदिभिः बाय फ्रेंडशिप एटसेट्रा हरिः लॉर्ड हरि तस्मै अंटू हिम नमन्ति ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट भूतानि ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज निम्नम टू लो ग्राउंड आपः वाटर इव जस्ट एज स्वयं ऑटोमेटिकली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। श्री प्रभुपाद की translation and to one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with the supreme personality of Godhead all living entities offer honor just as water automatically flows down by nature। Purport: the question may be raised in this connection why Suruchi was not at all favorably disposed towards Dhruva blessed him long may you live, which means that she also desired good fortune for him। The answer is given in this verse। Since Dhruva Maharaj was blessed by the Lord due to his transcendental qualities, everyone was bound to offer him all respects and benediction, just as water by its nature flows downward. A devotee of the Lord does not demand respect from anyone, but wherever he goes, he is honored by everyone throughout the whole world with all respect। Srinivas Acharya said that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are respected throughout the entire universe because a devotee, having pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all emanations, automatically pleases everyone and thus everyone offers him respect। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। And to one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with the supreme personality of Godhead, all living entities of our honor, just as water automatically flows down by nature. Hare Krishna. We are continuing this discussion on Guru Maharaj's reception back home. After he comes back from a tour of tapasya, intense tapasya, and we see a completely different attitude that even personalities like Mother Suruchi are displaying towards Dhruva Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport attributes this to Dhruva Maharaj's having perfected his eternal loving relationship with Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada would often say that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is very natural. And here, an example is provided that water automatically flows down by nature. So nature of the living entity is actually to experience great satisfaction in chanting and hearing the names of the Lord, in serving the Supreme Lord. And in that process, also serving all his associates, serving all his other servants. And therefore, there's a Vedic aphorism that Aham nija paro veti gananam laghu chetasa udara charitanam tu vasudeva kutumbakam. Only those with small minds, they make distinction that this is mine, this is not mine, this is his. Udara charita naam tu, but those with udara charita, with a magnanimous nature, vasudeva kutumbakam, that their experience is that the entire world is one family. And Srila Prabhupada, we very happily express that he built a house in which the whole world could live. And it's not, again, it was not something artificial, the most natural thing. But sometimes that which is natural needs to be explicitly told and facilitated, because we make unnatural efforts to cover up that which is natural. Just like it's very natural for children and adults alike to sleep early and wake up early. But then we have created an entire system whereby children and adults alike are encouraged to sleep late. So Krishna has to say, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Balance your life, sleep early, and sleep when you're supposed to sleep, wake up when you're supposed to wake up. A great personality like Dhruva Maharaj doesn't have to be appointed, as we can see here. His greatness was self-effulgent. Just like the case of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada didn't need an entourage, a party that went in advance to the US to proclaim his arrival. Prabhupada braved it. Great odds. Often to the point of having lost everything that he carried. The typewriter, the books, everything got stolen. Yet Prabhupada persisted. And now he celebrated. His activities, his achievement, he has left a legacy which is actually celebrating Srila Prabhupada's achievements. And Srila Prabhupada's magnanimity was he empowered others to carry forward what he had begun. So a great devotee, there's a very interesting saying that Nabhisheko na samskara simhasya kriyate vane. Simhasya kriyate vane. For a simha in a forest, you don't have to do abhishek, you don't have to do samskar to make him the king. Why? Vikrama arjita sattvasya swayameva mrigendata. By his own activities, his achievement, his teja, his radiance, he establishes himself as the king. One senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Sannyasi, was saying that Prabhupada once claimed that or said that acharyas are not really to be appointed. Acharyas, they emerge. And we see the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Prabhupada gives the example of the six Goswamis in the purport. Srinivas Acharya, he glorifies them. Now, who are Rupa and Sanatana Goswami? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them.
at Kanai Natshala on his way to Vrindavan, apparently a foiled attempt to go to Vrindavan. And there he just inspired them. It was just one meeting. But Rupa and Sanatan Goswami cultivated the association that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had provided them. They cultivated this in their heart. And very soon, they braved it. They were actually ministers in the Nawab Hussain Shah. And it wasn't easy for them to get out. But they used all kinds of tricks to associate with Lord. He had one servant who was accompanying him, Ishan. What happened that there were a certain number of gold coins that Sanatan Goswami was carrying, probably 18 gold coins, from the prison of this Nawab Hussain Shah. And this innkeeper, he was hosting Sanatan Goswami for the night. And through one of his palmists, he had detected that, he had found out that Sanatan Goswami had gold coins. So he had plotted to kill Sanatan Goswami in the night. Sanatan Goswami saw something abnormal. He found that this innkeeper was overly loving, overly kind as a host. So he asked his servant, "Are you carrying any money with you?" And Ishan said, "Yes, I am carrying some gold coins." And in fact, he said, "Well, I am carrying one gold coin." It was basically 17 gold coins. Whereas actually he was carrying 18. One gold coin less is all he declared to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami said, "Please, give them to me." He handed over to the innkeeper all this money and he said, "Please keep it." Innkeeper was quite surprised. I was plotting to kill you. Take these away in the night." "Our Sanatan Goswami, please do not give them to me. You carry them with you. I am so satisfied simply by this loving reciprocation." Sanatan Goswami said, "If today it's you, tomorrow it may be someone else. Someone else might host in the..." He declared in the interaction that my palmist, he had found out that you have certain number of gold coins, 18 gold coins. So thereafter, when Sanatan Goswami went ahead in his journey to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he again asked his servant Ishan, "Are you carrying any more gold coins?" "Yes, I'm carrying one." Sanatan Goswami said, "Please take this and go back." So even the one servant that was accompanying him, Sanatan Goswami, transcended. He transcended the need for any assistance to assist the Supreme Lord. And eventually, there were so many assistants that he got. So a great devotee like Sanatan Goswami doesn't need to be coronated. Srila Prabhupada didn't have to be glorified explicitly by people who received him. What did the hippies know about him? There was no one to introduce him in the first class he gave. Typically when we travel, the devotees who introduce us, speak about our background. Imagine Srila Prabhupada giving his lectures at Bauri. The hippies had hard enough time appreciating what Srila Prabhupada was saying, catching up on his English. But it was Prabhupada's compassion that kept them completely tuned into what he was speaking. So here was Dhruva Maharaj, intense tapasya, and when he is back, the same mother Suruchi, who had not only insulted but rebuked Dhruva Maharaj for having aspired to sit on the lap of his father, she is embracing Dhruva Maharaj. She is blessing Dhruva Maharaj. "Long may you live." It said that blessings are not given. "May you be victorious." And this was to the utter shock of Duryodhana, who was standing right there. How could you bless Yudhishthira? So Bhishma said, "Blessings are not just given. They are actually drawn." You don't command respect. You don't demand respect. You command respect. And it's not just about commanding respect, commanding blessings. That's what Dhruva Maharaj's stature was. We have a very interesting example. Another devotee who was similarly inspired by Narad Muni. Dhruva Maharaj took instructions from Narad Muni and he is eternally grateful to Narad Muni for guiding him unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was another devotee, Priyavrat Maharaj. We read about him in the first few chapters of the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj Priyavrat already had instructions from Narad Muni. He had already transcended any desire whatsoever to rule and enjoy over this earth. His father was none other than Swayambhuva Bhanu. So in one sense, he was entitled to continue the legacy of his father. However, so inspired was he by Narad Muni that he decided that I will focus exclusively on meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, worshipping Him and acquiring transcendental knowledge. This was of course to his credit. However, Swayambhu Manu was in great anxiety because he needed someone qualified who would rule over the world. So Swayambhu Manu was having a hard time trying to explain Maharaj Priyavrat to take over the responsibility. Had been requested to advise the father of Swayambhu Manu. He was called upon, please come and enlighten Maharaj Priyavrat. That's very interesting. Brahma came down. There were, Prabhupada writes in a purport that there were actually the three Mahajans, Brahma, Narada and Manu. All three are Mahajans. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vaya, Sakivayam. This is how Yamaraj explains the list of Goswami, the list of Mahajans. So Swayambhu, Narada, integrate his journey back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of the Lord, with the journey on this planet. Brahmaji, he instructs Maharaj Priyavrat, the opening instruction is Nibodha Dada Mrita Bravimi Masuitam. Maharaj Priyavrata, Nibodha, hear attentively what I am saying. Masuitam. Ma means do not. Asuya, have envy. Envious toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We all understand from Prabhupada's teachings that along the spiritual path, there are obstacles. And some obstacles are extremely subtle. One of the subtlest obstacles is envy. In this, in today's episode, we have seen that by Dhruva Maharaj's association, Suruchi has overcome her envy to a large extent. However, this is an obstacle that might come in our way time and again. So Brahmaji advises Maharaj Priyavrata, do not be envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because He is the source of everything. He is our all-compassionate Father. He is beyond all experimental measures. And He says, all of us, Lord Shiva, your own Father, Narad Muni, all of us must carry out His instructions. So not carrying out the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a sign of envy. No matter how advanced you are, the symptom of advancement is that one naturally desires to align himself with the desire of the Supreme. So he said, there's no way that any of us can avoid His will. Just like bulls, they have this rope strung around their nose. And using this rope, they are actually taken for plowing, for different tasks. Similarly, all of us, we have to abide by the law of the will of the Supreme. Satisfy Him. So, Lord Brahma continued His instructions. And it's explained that Maharaj Pirevrata. Yes, he was extremely attracted to continue his intense exclusive devotional service. On the instructions, he made the ruling of the kingdom itself his devotional service. The difference between Yudhishthira and Duryodhan was that Duryodhan was always eager to become the king, whereas Yudhishthira was naturally a king. He was naturally concerned about people. It's explained that when Yudhishthira was exiled to the forest, the Pandavas, as they were on their way out, 60,000 students from Hastinapura, they are called Snatakas, they started accompanying Maharaj Yudhishthira. How? He said, yes, it's my dharma, my responsibility. Don't have there. So, I don't know how I'm going to serve you. The Snatakas, they explained, started crying. He said, you can't do this. I mean, for me to receive service from you, Yudhishthira Maharaj consulted his spiritual preceptors, Dhaumya, and then there was also Shaunaka Rishi, gifted with Akshay Patra. And Draupadi would partake of the prasad cooked from the Akshay Patra. That's when the Akshay Patra would stop giving any more prasad. Now, mind you, this patra was given because Yudhishthira Maharaj or he's attract her to be imbibed by or the engaged in devotional service. The nature is that mind is flickering. It'll wander here and there. And as a result, there's a superficial layer of the qualities that one is trying to display. So Maharaj Yudhishthira, for all the displays of strength that Duryodhan tried, ultimately it was Maharaj Yudhishthira who attracted the hearts of the citizens. Lord Ram, when he was leaving Ayodhya, the entire Ayodhya followed him. So we can appreciate this particular instance of Dhruva Maharaj becoming the spontaneous object of attraction from so many different examples. It's very interesting. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he had this, the condition was there's 12 years of exile and 1 year of incognito, called Agyatvas. And so Suryadev, when he blessed Yudhishthira Maharaj with the Akshay Patra, he also blessed Yudhishthira Maharaj with the details of what he could do during the Agyatvas. So Yudhishthira Maharaj did not ask anything for himself. He was only praying for fulfilling his responsibilities and what to do during Agyatvas. And Suryadev blessed that nobody will recognize you, Yudhishthira, when you dress as Kanka. And Arjuna, when he is disguised as Shailendri, who would teach dance and so on. And just contrast this with another episode in the Krishna book, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the Shyamantaka Mani. The Shyamantaka Mani was given by none other than the same Suryadev. It had the capacity to produce, Prabhupada says, 60 mans of gold every day. It was kilograms of gold every day. This fell in the hands of Satrajit. And Krishna advised Satrajit. Krishna told Satrajit, actually, you are becoming opulent day by day. But it would be better that you offer this to the king so that he uses it for the welfare of everyone and not just for your own individual welfare. Yesterday we were discussing that a well is useful when it is used by many people. If you keep reserve a well exclusively for yourself, and otherwise it will just gather moss, it will gather dust and become useless even for the person who has reserved it for himself. So similarly, the Shyamantaka Mani, let it be used for everyone's benefit. Maharaj Ugrasen is a natural king. He will use it. He is equally disposed towards all the citizens. However, we heartbreaking requested to become the king was just because of his divine qualities. Just like we see with Dhruva Maharaj here. However, what was Maharaj Priyavrat's mood? It isn't that he kept on ruling over the kingdom for all time to come. He ruled for a long time. However, he also made arrangements. Because his heart was fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, he made arrangements. He had many sons. Some of his sons actually became Naishtikya Brahmacharis, pursuing the lotus feet of the Lord. One of his sons, Maharaj Agnidra, he eventually was given the responsibility, along with some of the other sons, to continue the legacy of Maharaj Priyavrat. And then it's explained Maharaj Priyavrat pursued his long cherished desire to exclusively devote himself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is Maharaj Priyavrat, who is also a disciple of the same Narad Muni. And we can see how Guru Maharaj's heart was transformed by the instructions and guidance of Narad Muni. The same Narad Muni transformed the heart of Maharaj Priyavrat. And there are many different examples of Narad Muni transforming hearts of devotees. Each had a very unique journey. But underlying principle is the character of that personality transformed. And that was the glory. There's so many personalities Hanumanji united. He went to Lanka, he found Vibhishan, and came back and reported about Vibhishan. He united Vibhishan with Ram. And some of the Vaishnava Acharya say that a devotee, in his process of connecting his consciousness to Krishna and connecting others' consciousness to Krishna, he actually becomes like salt. Salt, when it's in any food item, it often goes unnoticed. Nobody appreciates the salt in prasad thing. Salt was perfect, right? I mean, you do notice salt when it is out of proportion, if it's too less or if it's too much. But nobody takes notice of salt when it's in the right proportion. But that's how the heart of a devotee is. Even when Dhruva Maharaj attracted love and affection of Mother Suruchi, we see subsequent chapters how ultimately he engaged his position, all his qualities in the service of the Supreme Lord. It was not for self-aggrandizement. Srila Prabhupada, in India, he tried very hard. Jhansi, League of Devotees. Prabhupada said, what Krishna not change? There were hardships in one time, opulence in the other time. How Srila Prabhupada just engaged everything in the service of Krishna. So, what we are seeing is some glimpses of this mood of Dhruva Maharaj, which will further manifest when he even becomes a king. And later on, when he serves or displays his affection towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he is carried back home, back to Godhead in a viman, in a plane, he thinks not just about himself. He also thinks about his mother Suniti, who had guided him in the first place. We have another very glaring example in the Ramayana. We all know how Lord Ram, he was to be coronated. Maharaj Dasharath, he felt that the time had come to coronate his son Ram. And there were also lessons of inspiration that Maharaj Dasharath had heard from Vasishtha Muni, which he had cultivated a desire to also enter Vanaprastha. So he announced that Lord Ram would be coronated. Lord Ram was initially surprised. Are you unhappy with me? Did I do something wrong that overnight you want to coronate me? Maharaj Dasharath said, no. It is your qualities that make you completely qualified to become the king here. The praja is so happy about you. Everyone is actually talking about you. Maharaj Dasharath also consulted. He had this group of council of ministers, and who would always guide Maharaj Dasharath. So the council also completely appreciated the thought of Dasharath Maharaj to have Lord Ram as the crown prince, as the king. Now, we all know how everyone was celebrating, everyone was excited. Mantara, who was the servant of Kaikeyi, however had an agenda different from the rest. So she started inciting Kaikeyi. She said, you know, that Ram is going to be made the king. And Kaikeyi said, I just aspire that in my next life, Ram is born as my son and Sita becomes my daughter-in-law. Mantra said, you don't get, you stupid lady, you don't get what I'm trying to communicate. That Bharat, in his absence, Ram is being made the king. Bharat should become the king. And in her innocence, Kaikeyi said, no issues. Once, after Ram, Bharat can become the king. Mantra, she wasn't happy. She said, but what if the sons of Ram become the king? She said, Bharat will then assist them. And then Mantra hit upon the weakest point of Kaikeyi. But do you know what? You will become subordinate to Kaushalya. Benedictions. You remember you had reserved these two benedictions from Maharaj Dashrath. When you saved him, exiled for 14 years. In the Treta Yuga, 14 years was the time considered sufficient for a person to be forgotten. Therefore it was 14 years. In Dwapar Yuga, 13. That's why the Pandavas were exiled for 13 years. So 14 years, basically you forget the person. So Ram exiled for 14 years. How would anyone forget Ram? Right? And possibly he could have countered. Possibly he could have taken back his words. However, he was quite unnerved because he also wanted to keep up his words. He wanted to be known as a truthful person. He had given words and he wanted to uphold them. So he was actually torn between his principles and his affection for Lord Ram, who was also his life and soul. It's explained, very beautifully explained by some acharyas, that Kaikeyi, some of you must have seen snake holes, right? Now when in monsoon, water enters into this hole, the snake comes out. So it's explained that this hole was Mantra, the water was Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi gave attentive oral reception to Mantra, continued discussing with her, even maintained her as her close associate. The water enters the hole, what happens? The snake of envy comes out. And the snake of envy, not only Maharaj Dashrath, of his stepmother, he took the advice of Mother Suniti. Mother Suniti in fact acknowledged that what Surichi is saying is correct. You're not born from her womb and therefore I'm not as beautiful as her. That's fact. And what she said is also correct, that you can find the Supreme Lord in the forest, you worship him and he'll fulfill. Her own son going to the forest. However, she tells Dashrath Maharaj that when I got married to you, I lost my two fathers. Dashrath Maharaj could not console Kaushalya. In fact, Dashrath Maharaj wanted to be consoled by Kaushalya. And here was Kaushalya, who was herself so pained. However, the glory of Mother Kaushalya is, she immediately overcame these emotions. Yes, there are emotions and emotions can be sometimes overwhelming. Mother Suniti was also overwhelmed. However, the greatness of a devotee is that he is able to compose himself back, bring him back. Mother Suniti did that, that's why her name is Suniti, and Mother Kaushalya also did that. It's explained that after that point, Mother Kaushalya never spoke words which would express her complete disappointment about Lord Ram's exile to the forest. So thereafter, she not only blessed Lord Ram, she also blessed Sita Devi, very unwillingly, to accompany Lord Ram into the forest. Now, what was Lord Ram's reaction to Mother Kaikeyi? Lord Ram told Mother Kaikeyi that, oh Mother, if this is what you desired, if all you wanted was Bharat to be on the throne and I go to the forest, why did you have to ask this from my father? You could have just asked it from me. I would have been happy. In fact, oh Mother, you are being very kind upon me, that you are giving me the opportunity to go to the forest and associate with great saints there. I have a compilation of all the saints, all the rishis whom Lord Ram associated with, whom Lord Ram heard from, learned from, and also served in so many different ways. So for Lord Ram, this was a luxurious opportunity. Because again, a leader who is unwilling but capable with what the position, the Bharata. Now Bharata, he said, my biggest misfortune is that I was born from the womb of this lady, Kaikeyi. That I'm now part of this end. Relation with Bharata had been so superficial. And again by Vasishtha Muni, for his, if you all can come along with me, great sages and a very huge, very large army. And one of the first questions, one of the inquiries Lord Ram makes from Bharat Maharaj about the different personalities reflects his understanding and sensitivity. So he tells, he asks Bharat Maharaj that, oh Bharat, what is the state of Ayodhya? And there are chapters dedicated to his inquiry from Bharat Maharaj about his ruling Ayodhya. And then he asks Bharat, how is Dashrath Maharaj doing? Now, for a king like Dashrath Maharaj, what would be the most natural concern? Now, until then, so innocently asks Bharat Maharaj, how is Maharaj Dashrath doing? And so is Dashrath Maharaj satisfied with the way, with the opportunity to this, is Mother Kaikeyi. The mood of Lord Ram, it wasn't one of fatalism, because when, who's completely free from envy, who is a well-wisher of others, that don't blame the instruments of your harsh words unto us. But so if a devotee is simply reflecting upon the bitter situation, but yes, this is a reaction that was to come. Of course, Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet he set examples. He set examples of how a king, an ideal householder, should behave in this world. He always imbibed the mood of service towards the rishis. He wanted to upkeep Vedic penances, tapasya, sadhana that was being done in the forest. Because it is a sadhana of the sages in the forest that was for the well-being of everyone else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once told Haridas Thakur, oh Haridas Thakur, your pure chanting of the holy name is actually the hope, is what will purify all the living entities, the insects, the plants, the small creatures, the big creatures. Simply by hearing your chanting, even without being completely conscious of what you are hearing, they will all be purified. So Lord Ram in the forest, he facilitated the tapasya, the sadhana of so many devotees residing there. This reception of Dhruva Maharaj actually continues in the next two verses. The next two verses don't have purports. I just read the translation. The two brothers, Uttama and Dhruva Maharaj, also exchanged their tears. They were overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love and affection. And when they embraced one another, the hair on their bodies stood up. So Mother Shuruchi, she had have, they transmit to their children. However, when she had overcome her envy, obviously, Uttama also felt very happy about being united with Dhruva Maharaj. Because children, otherwise, they have the potential to overcome their anarthas by being fixed on the path of Bhagavad Dharma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he instructs the demoniac school friends, Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha. Kaumaram. From the age of 4, you cultivate these transcendental qualities. Dharman bhagavataniha. Suniti, the real mother of Dhruva Maharaj, embraced the tender body of her son, who was dearer to her than her own life, and thus forgot all material grief, for she was very pleased. So, on one hand, Mother Suruchi, she experienced the qualities of the glaring qualities of Dhruva Maharaj, was drawn. Mother Suriti, for her, it didn't really matter whether Dhruva Maharaj would become the king or not. She was quite concerned about him, about his physical well-being as well as his spiritual well-being, because on him. And great sages have gone to the forest. There have been precedents to this. Mother Suniti hadn't expected that Dhruva Maharaj would take her words so seriously. And so it said that she was very pleased. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas when he realized that people, I want to give them that transcendental, them do so. And in fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also converted some curses into blessings. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmi dharmishta arya vachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daitam ipsitaman vadhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. This offerings of prayer to Lord Krishna, to Ram, and also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be found in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's explained that Lord Ram, he gave up the association, the royal association, in order to kill Ravan, to kill the anartha, the desire to enjoy the Lord's property. Similarly, Tyaktva Sudhishtheja Surepsita Raja Lakshmi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up the association of the most beautiful consort, the most loving consort, Vishnupriya Devi. Why? Because he realized that people aren't taking my word seriously. I'll do whatever is needful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were very few devotees whom he took along to Katwa, where the Maharaj. The devotees were, their hearts were all broken. They couldn't tolerate. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. It's explained that he. So the three of them, they started. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his desire to go to Vrindavan. Nityanand Prabhu, he told some of the cowherd boys who were around. He told them, when Lord Chaitanya asked for the way to Vrindavan, show him that path along the Mother Ganga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Radha Desh, and in great ecstasy chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked his boys, where is Vrindavan? The devotees, the boys, they directed him to Ganga, as instructed by Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu, in the meantime, he asked his other devotee, I believe it was Chandrasekhar Acharya, if I'm not wrong. So he asked his other devotee, that please, you in the meantime, go to Advaita Acharya's house and make all arrangements for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival there. So what was Nityanand Prabhu doing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan after sannyas, but Nityanand Prabhu wanted Lord Chaitanya to meet all the devotees who were hankering for his association. So Nityanand Prabhu then went, and he was in the bank of Ganges, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Nityananda, where are you going? Nityananda Prabhu said, I'm going to Vrindavan, the same place where you're going, and here is Yamuna. Moment Lord Chaitanya heard about Yamuna, he was mad with ecstasy. He jumped into the Yamuna, the same waters in which Lord Krishna had performed his amorous pastimes. Very soon, as per the arrangement of Lord Nityanand Prabhu, from the other side, from the eastern side, Advaita Acharya could be seen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya. Oh Advaita, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya said, well, oh Lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan. Advaita Acharya, of course, explained the situation to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, well, Nityanand Prabhu was not wrong, because indeed the western side of the river is Yamuna and the eastern side is Ganga. So you are on the western side, which is Yamuna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally, he expressed anger with this Nityananda. He cheated me. Advaita Acharya lovingly invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also read the reunion of Dhruva Maharaj with his mother, Suniti. So, at the house of Advaita Acharya, there was an amazing feast prepared. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to see all the offerings that Advaita Acharya was making to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, that person who has created, who has facilitated such beautiful offerings for Krishna, I wish to have his lotus feet eternally on my head. After, and then thereafter, Advaita Acharya said, well, all these offerings, the prasad, you have to also honor, O Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm a sannyasi. I'm not supposed to eat such opulent foodstuff. Advaita Acharya said, I know in Jagannath Puri, 54 offerings are made unto you. And each of those 54 offerings has hundreds of pots. You eat all of them. You surely can eat all of these offerings, O Lord. So in this way, there were beautiful reciprocations between Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya. And then, of course, there were beautiful reciprocations between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Prabhu said, I've been fasting for 3 days. And after fasting for 3 days, is this? He said, for the sin of having offended me, for not serving me proper prasadam, you'll have to feed 100 brahmana, 100 sannyasis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have had enough feeding one sannyasi here, Nityananda. I'll not dare to feed anyone more. In this way, they had amazing, loving exchanges. Thereafter, there was a tumultuous kirtan. The kirtan that actually drowned all the devotees there in constant remembrance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. In that kirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. He danced and danced. It was an amazing pastime of reunion. And Mother Shachi, when she saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, when she saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swirling, sometimes rolling on the ground, she was so concerned. She actually prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord Vishnu, O Lord Krishna, whatever worship I have offered unto you since my existence began, in exchange for that, I just pray to you that you, may you please protect the beautiful soft body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, was Mother Shachi transgressing the etiquette that a sannyasi should follow? Absolutely no. We'll see such beautiful pastime, beautiful exchanges. Mother Shachi was as concerned about her affection for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as she was for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's etiquette as a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fed such amazing prasad, but Mother Shachi, she noticed that many devotees were inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their houses for prasad. She requested, she made just one request. She said that each of you would have unlimited occasions to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of you would get chance, the opportunity to go wherever he is, follow him. I can't do that because he has taken sannyas. I am a lady. However, as long as he is in Navadvip, may I request that I be provided the chance to cook for Nimai. This is the only one request I have. And what to speak of accepting, the devotees were of course jubilant to see this beautiful loving reciprocation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mother Shachi. Thereafter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was a very beautiful, I'll just read one or two verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw his great mother's great eagerness. He therefore assembled all the devotees and started speaking to them. She said, Tostoma sabara agyavina chalilama brindavan yaite nari la vigna koila nivartana. She said, actually because I started to go to Vrindavan without all your sanction and blessings, therefore there have been obstacles and I have to return. And therefore I couldn't go to Vrindavan, instead I have come here. It's all because I need your blessings. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. I know I have accepted this renounced order of life all of a sudden, but I will never be indifferent to you. Godhead, as Dhruva Maharaj was offered, he doesn't forget the gratitude to all others who facilitated his journey thus far. In fact, as Dhruva Maharaj was ascending the celestial, the Vaikuntha Viman, he actually expressed gratitude, offered obeisances, took blessings. He took blessings from Narad Muni. Now the Vaikuntha Viman had not come from Narad Muni. He took blessings from Mother Suruchi, the same Mother Suruchi who embraced Dhruva Maharaj in our reading today. He took blessings from Mother Suniti. And in fact, he also expressed his concern. This Vaikuntha Viman has come for me, but what about my mother who actually showed me the path to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So we can see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, and personalities like Dhruva Maharaj set the standard. A devotee never, his gratitude only increases. It never ceases. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a profound statement. Toma sabana chadiba yavat ami jiba, mata re tavat ami chadite na riba. My creation of my mother. Now of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did keep meeting his mother because there were sannyas etiquettes. But yes, Mother Shachi and all the devotees found a special place in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, expressed a concern that after accepting sannyas, a sannyasi, it's not his duty to remain at the birthplace, encircled by others. Sannyasi ra dharma nahe sannyasa kori na, nija janma sthane rahe kutumba lana. He cannot be in the nija janma sthan with his kutumba. Because for a sannyasi, the whole world has become his family. So then he says, Keho yena yei bali nakore nindana se yukti kaha yate rahe dui dharma. There's dui dharma. My one dharma is I want to relish this association of devotees like Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, Mother Shachi. That is one dharma. Yada dharma is sannyas dharma. So he's saying dui dharma. Think of a yukti. And our scriptures are filled with examples where often there are two dharmas, apparently at odds with each other. But yukti. Bhima told Arjuna, kill Ashwatthama. And Draupadi told Arjuna, do not kill him. He is a son of Guru. Krishna said, you have to fulfill both. So yes, Arjuna found a middle path. Shaved of the head of making an amazingly brilliant appeal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so confident that Mother Shachi would respect my dharma as a sannyasi. She said, I'll be very happy if Nimai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays here. But it won't be right if someone blames him. As a mother, it was natural for her to expect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be there with her. It'll not be right if someone blames him. If that happens, that concern about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dharma as a sannyasi. Mother Shachi, she said, Tate ye yukti bhala mora manalaya nila chera rahe yadi dui karya haya. Dui karya, do dharma, two purposes had to be achieved. If Nimai, he in one sense will not be leaving any of us, and at the same time, go from one room to the other with complete ease. People from Nadeep go to Jagannath for my personal happiness, but yes, I do care for what the mission he has embarked upon and his happiness. So in this way, after hearing Shachi Mata, the devotees offered her prayers, Chaitanya of Shachi Mata's decision, and the Lord also became pleased. Shuniya Prabhura Mana, her love and respect, if we try to imitate it, we may burn ourselves out, or check if we are progressing that one additional step. A question or so.